to trust and obey. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be in the house
yes.
of God? Okay. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be multiplied unto you all.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. And as you all know, the majority of you all know, today is August convention that we are doing. We started from Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we are bringing it, we are climaxing it today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, see to it that today you will get yours from above before you leave here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the theme of the whole program is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think some few weeks ago, in last month, I did a presentation about the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, this August convention is Holy Ghost convention, so we are still going to talk about the Holy Spirit. But today, I'm not going to preach, this whole week they preach about the fire of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they talk so much about the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to preach about, and the main theme of the convention is outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But today I'm going to preach about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When you read Genesis 1 verse 1. And it says that darkness, the earth was empty. And empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep and the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. So the Spirit of God was beginning of the creature. Of the creation. I taught you the last time that the Spirit of God is God himself. And he was in the beginning of the creation. And he is still there and he still exists. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is not something new that has come upon on this earth. But it is something which is from the beginning of creation. It is the Spirit of God and it is God himself. And being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see that on Acts chapter 2, verses 4. Tell me, oh God, Acts chapter 2, verse 4. If someone has opened it, you can read it for me.
Please, I read. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they begin to speak in other tongues. The Bible makes us to understand in Job 2 chapter 28 that the Lord said afterward in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Listen very carefully. Upon all people. Everybody shout, all people.
All people.
So all people, including slaves, including babies are included upon every human being. There is no favoritism here. Everyone is qualified to receive the Spirit of God. The Bible says that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your daughters will prophesy. When they were reading the Bible, they said prophesy, but it's prophesy. Everybody say prophesy.
Prophesy.
Things that you will say will come to pass. They will prophesy. Not by their own, not by their mind, but they will prophesy according to what the Spirit of God is telling them to say. And when they speak it out,
it shall surely come to pass, because it is not by their mind, not by their self, it is by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only prophesy. And your old man will dream dreams. We have dreams and we have dreams. Everybody say dreams.
Dreams.
We have dreams and we have dreams. I'm not talking about the dream that you see that a donkey is chasing you. But you shall have dream. A dream that when you have it, it will surely come to pass.
Amen.
A dream of creation, a dream of something that is not there and it is coming to pass. You shall dream dreams. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is my prayer that today, before the convention will end, you shall receive your part.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to feel your presence here. Are you here with me?
Yes.
You shall not dream alone. And your young men shall see visions. And when you say it in that, you shall adolescent. You shall see visions. And the young men shall see visions. So visions, if you are there as a young man, being filled with the Spirit of God, you shall see visions when the Spirit of God comes upon you. Things that which is not there, you will see them. Things that is far away, you will see it. God will give you an eye of an eagle. You will see what everyone will not be able to see when the Spirit of God comes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And even both your servants and men and women, I will pour out my Spirit upon all them, says the Lord.
Amen.
So the Bible says that when we go to the Acts, the Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2 that we read, it says that Jesus told them, Jesus resurrected from the dead. Luke told Theophilus, he said, in my former book, Acts chapter 1, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostle that he has chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to this man, convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and speak about the kingdom of God on occasion. Whilst he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Listen, he said that, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you will hear me speaking about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We read that Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem. The Jerusalem that we are talking about is here today. So do not leave here today before you have received the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Shout amen.
Amen.
Do not leave Jerusalem unless you have received the gift my Father has promised, which is the Holy Ghost. Because Albert is preaching the word. But the one that comes after Albert, he will baptize you with fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ. Do not leave Jerusalem until you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says that, the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power. When we are talking about power, it means authority. Power that cannot move what educated people do, but power beyond this educated mind. Power that, when you speak, it becomes real. Hallelujah. This is the power that Jesus was talking about. Power to speak about the kingdom of God on earth. Place that they don't allow it. When you receive the power, you can be able, you are able to speak the word of God there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says that when you read Acts chapter 2, let's read 2. It says that when the day of Pentecost came, is someone there? I want someone to help me also so that we can read on. Acts chapter 2, from 2 going. Let's read from 2.
Acts chapter 2, verse 2 going. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came.
came from mm-hmm. heaven and filled the whole house mm-hmm. where they were sitting. They saw that scene to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think the girls just read the whole text for us to save the time and go on with it. You could see that the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost came, they were all gathered together. And suddenly, a sound of a mighty wind came and rest upon them. The day of Pentecost that they are talking about is today. First, I told you, don't leave Jerusalem before you have received the gift. Don't leave here before you have received your gift. So don't leave Jerusalem before you have... So, in other words, today is the day of Pentecost. And as I'm preaching right now, the Spirit of God is among us. The Spirit of God is operating among us, which we don't see with our eyes, but He is here. The invisible Spirit of God. He is here today. So the Bible says that they were all together. And once they were praying, the Holy Spirit came from above and rest upon each of them, every individual. He was not only at the place, but He rests upon them. Because they were looking, they were waiting for the promise the Father gave to them in Jerusalem. So the Bible says that when they were filled with the Holy Spirit came upon them and they were filled and they began to speak in other tongues. Everybody say tongues.
Tongues.
Hey, everybody say tongues.
Tongues.
They began to do things that is beyond human beings' mind. Their imagination. The Bible says that they began to speak in tongues, and the tongues that they were speaking, it was in different languages. And the people, the God-fearing Jews, they came to the people, and they saw that they were praising God in their own languages. So when you read the Bible well, the chapter number 2 well, the whole chapter, and other people also came, and they said that these people are drunk. They were not drunk. Everybody say, we are not drunk. Because when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you will do things that when someone is standing beside, he will think that this man is crazy. Sorry for me to say. This man is beyond his mind. No, you are not crazy. You are not out of your mind. But you are being ruled by the Spirit of God. You are saying what the Spirit is telling you to say. You are doing what the Spirit of God is telling you to do. You are not controlled by your own mind, not by educational book, but you are being controlled by God's Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are being controlled by God's Spirit, you do what is exceedingly and abundantly. You do great things. The Bible says that they begin to speak in tongues. And the people say, these people are drunk. You see, if someone is drunk, if someone describes you as a drunk person, it means that you don't know what you are doing. You are out of control. You know, so the Bible says that we Christians shouldn't be drunk, but we should be filled with the Spirit. So they were filled with the Spirit and speaking in different languages. If the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you begin to speak in different languages. So don't leave Jerusalem before you have received your gift today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They begin to speak in other tongues. They thought they were drunk. You see, in this church, if the Spirit enables you to do something for this church, you know, there are always people who are so hypocrites. Hypocrites, they criticize you. But you are being ruled by the Spirit of God. You are telling the wonders of God. It is not by your own will. It is the will of God. It is the Spirit that has filled you. So what you are doing, if you are speaking in tongues, if you are doing something of God, it is not because you want it, but it is because God's Spirit has filled you. So the Bible says that when they were filled with the Spirit of God, they saw them proclaiming the oneness of God in their own language. And when you read further, the Bible says that when we jump to verse 14, Acts 2 verse 14, it says that whilst the people were wondering, about them, what they were talking about, and I mean, whilst these men that we used to know as normal people, they were doing, I mean, extraordinary. They were doing things that we cannot do, proclaiming God's wonders in other languages. Then Peter stood up and said, "We are not drunk." He says, but verse 4 says that Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen very carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m. No, this is what was spoken by Prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams, and even my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see what was spoken? That is prophecy. What was spoken in the Old Testament came to pass in the New Testament. So when God says about prophecy, I mean, when I want to prophesy, I may tell, for example, Abigail, by 2 years' time, you'll get a husband. And in 2 years' time, they come to pass. That is the prophecy. Shout amen.
Amen.
I see the laugh. In 2 years' time. This is not a prophecy that I've seen that she's dating someone and I know that the person is going to marry her and then I'm saying 2 years. You know, that's how Ghanaian people do. There are some of the Ghana pastors, they know that this woman is dating this man. So when you come to the church, they will say, "I see that there is a black man, you know, with a cat and with a Benz, and he's holding a ring." That's what I see in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God tells me that within 1 to 3 years' time, the man will come and do you wedding. Is it true that you have someone in your life like that? Oh, yes, yes. You know, that's how they do it. But this is not what we are talking about. This is human imagination. We are talking about what the Spirit of God, the Bible says that what eyes have not seen and what ears have not heard. That's only what the Spirit of God knows. Telling something that is not there to be there, that's prophecy. And the Bible says that Peter stood up and proclaimed and told them that in the last days, this was the word that was spoken by Prophet Joel, that in the last days, the Lord said that he shall pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And the prophecy has come to pass. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do not leave Jerusalem unless you have received your gift, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do not leave here today unless you have received yours. So the Bible says that it was not there alone. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter preached. And his first preaching to the people, he told them, let me read it for you. It says that, chapter 2, again, he said, 2 verse 36, let's read there. Acts 2, 36. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. When Peter began to preach the gospel, it says, let God, all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people hear this, they were all cut off to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, we are brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all who the Lord will call. And the Bible says that with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourself from the corrupt generation. Those who accept this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their numbers. You know, so they begin to proclaim, not about themselves, not about what they've received, but they begin to testify, they begin to preach.
preach about the cross of Jesus Christ. And the cross of Jesus Christ draw 3,000 people with one word. You see what the Holy Spirit can do? When the Holy Ghost comes, things that you cannot do, he will do it. So Peter preached his first gospel. And when you jump to verse, when you go on to verse 36, 42, it says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders, miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness, with glad and sincere heart, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that they began to preach the gospel. And the Bible, God added people unto them. So they began to increase. Christianity began to increase on this earth. You see, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are unstoppable. You are unbreakable. The Holy Spirit will make you, you are on fire for war. No one can stop you. Everybody say, be on fire.
Be on fire.
Be on fire for Jesus.
Fire.
You see, God needs this generation to be on fire. It is not that our mama and papa. They are old woods. Sorry. They are old. It is you that God needs. It is you that God wants to find his place in your heart so that you'll be on fire and win souls for his kingdom. It is this generation. So the Bible says that Peter were on fire and they devoted themselves to the teaching and they broke all their possessions. They sell all their possessions and then helped the needy with it. And also the church as well. And so the Bible says that Peter and John were filled, and one day they were on their way to the temple court. And at the gate of Beautiful, there was a man who was crippled. And when they saw that man, the last one, vroeg die man geld aan de persoon. Mag ik geld? Mag ik geld? Mag ik geld? So it means that, like, the man was crippled, right? En als iemand zo eruit ziet, in Europa, als je gehandicapt bent, ja, fysiek, dat betekent niet dat je niks mag doen. Ze gaan je onderzoeken. Ze gaan het onderzoeken en kijken wat je kan. Lichamelijk of geestelijk. Zoals je met je handen kan werken en je bent handicap, je voet werkt niet of je benen werkt niet, dan gaan ze kijken wat je met je handen kan doen. Ik ken heel veel blinde mensen die achter de computer zitten. In de overheid, bij de overheid werken. En ook mensen die niet kunnen lopen en die in een rolstoel zitten en in een grote Mercedes rijden. Maar in deze dagen waar ze over hebben, die waarden en normen van deze mensen was dat als je gehandicapt bent en als je niet kan lopen, dan moet je ergens gaan zitten om geld te vragen. Dat zijn Afrikaanse regels, neem ik aan. Als je in Ghana bent en je bent een gehandicapt, dan word je niet meegeteld als mens. Dan word je elke dag gebracht in de markt om geld, mensen te gaan bekelen voor geld. En het geld is niet eens voor jou, het is voor de familie. Je bent een slaaf, direct. Zo, de Bijbel zegt dat die man werd daarin elke dag naartoe gebracht, om geld aan mensen te vragen. Dus, Johannes en Petrus kwamen er langs en hij vroeg hun geld. Van, mag ik geld van jullie? En de Bijbel zegt dat John en Peter, they said, money and gold we don't have. Dat betekent niet dat ze geen geld hebben. Ze hebben geld. Ze hebben de geld, hebben ze wel. Maar wat ze hebben is niet van hun, het is van de kerk. So when we entrust you with something, or somebody entrusts you with something, it doesn't mean that it's for you. It's for someone. So keep it faithfully. Of you how this gaman and I that's all known you like. He's still around.
You see, when you read the Bible, it says that they devoted themselves and they sell their position and their money, all that they have, they brought to the apostles to under the feet of the apostles. So which means they have it. But what they have is for the church, it's not for them. But what they have, that is for them. What the heaven did not for him is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is for y'all. It's for man. It's for y'all. It's for us all about. So the Father dies and says, we have no help. Ze hebben het wel, maar het is niet voor hun. Het is voor de kerk. Maar wat wij hebben is wat wij aan jou gaat geven. En dat is Jezus Christus. Amen. Dus vandaar, wat ik heb is wat ik aan jou gaat geven. Dat is Jezus Christus. Amen. Because the Bible says that all things will pass away. By the word of God, Jesus Christ will not pass away. If on dat moment zagen ze dat, het is niet geld die je nodig hebt. They saw that you are crippled. It's not money that you need. It's not clothes that you need. It's not a car that you need. You know, it was what he won. The money was what he won. But they saw, they were thinking about how he has no longer. And that was on up to stand, on to kunnen lopen. And the Bible says that Jesus came purposely, not for those who are healthy, but those who are sick. When you read the Bible. So, they say that in the name of Jesus Christ, money or gold we don't have. But in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible says that those who mention the name of God will be saved. So the Bible says, they said, what we do, money or gold we don't have, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible says that the man rise up and began to walk. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that's crippled in your life, today, may it rise up.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Everything that is crippled in your life, whether it is your education, whatever it is, may it rise up today and walk.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God is here today. But Bible niet met ons ogen zien, het was God zien. Hij ziet het. Hij zag wat die man nodig had. Rise up and walk. En die man begon op te staan. En te lopen. En te lopen. En te lopen. En te springen. En God te prijzen. Halleluja. Halleluja. Hij wordt ook niet meegeteld als een mens. Mensen wilden mij niet. Mensen hadden mij, achtergelaten. Ik was niet deel van het leven. But now, Jesus has made me whole. So that he became a new person in the eyes of people. You see what God can do. And the Bible says that these people that healed the crippled man, they were uneducated people. They didn't went to school. They didn't went to doctorate school for it. But because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm talking about filling of the Holy Ghost. If you are filled of the Holy Ghost, there's no need to go to school before you can heal someone. There's no need for you to go to doctor school. Some people will spend their whole life to be a president. Working hard, they want to be a president. Go to school, do PhD and all things. But God can use just one day to pick you out from nowhere and place you on the throne of a president.
Amen.
That is God. Joseph never went to school. Never. He didn't went to educational school to be a president or a prime minister. But he was all the time, his lifetime, he passed through trials and temptation. Trials. He became a slave. They treat him, they sell him, they did so many things to him just to kill him and to kill his vision. But the Bible says that one day, what even heals a leader, as of a state of a koning of a president of world, God gebruikte één dag, just one day, and God picked Joseph up from nowhere and put him on the throne as a prime minister. So people came to him to ask for food. You see, that's the spirit of God. So when you have the spirit of God, you become different. You don't worry about tomorrow. You don't worry what other people will say about you. Because you are connected to one who is in heaven. You are connected to the creator of this world. So he is the one who is responsible for you and he will place you above all. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be filled with the Holy Ghost. God needs our heart. God wants us to be filled and do exceedingly. Nowadays, many people of us don't mind about God at all. They don't mind about God. When we wake up, it's about what we're going to wear and what we're going to eat. That's all. Coming to church has become a problem for us. If our mama don't put pressure on us, we don't come. If you do that, you are not filled by the Holy Ghost, but you are rather sleeping. And if you are sleeping, we have to wake you up. We have to wake you up. Otherwise, when Jesus comes today, you will not go to heaven. If someone is filled by the Holy Ghost, no one, there's no need for us to tell the person to come to church. It is rather that person himself will know that I have to go to church because it's not my will. You, if it was your will, you will sleep and rest. Of course, the sun is on. We all want to go to Salapa. We all want to go to beach. We all want to go to chill. But we want to praise our God as well. Because we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Spirit of God comes upon you, as I'm reading my preaching to an end, you do more things. You do more greater things. You tell mountains to move, and the mountains will move. Whatever you want to do in life, you can tell the Holy Ghost. Yesterday, I was talking to one of my friends on the phone, he's going through some trials and temptation, he is going through a lot. And like, he called me and we were talking. And anytime that he prayed, you see like it's like bombarding the devil. Hey, the devil, I throw fire onto you. The devil, I cause heaven and this and this. Like the way you fight the devil, I said, no. You don't do that. It's not you who can fight. It is God that can fight. When you are praying, sometimes when you enter into trouble, come to your senses. And no, I said, tell God that. When you are praying, tell God, you don't know anyone. You don't know the one behind your problem. You don't know the one who is causing all this, but you know God. Tell God, God, I know you. I know what you can do. I know what you have done before. So God, speak for me. If you tell God that, it means that you are putting faith. You don't want to know them. You don't want to know the enemy behind your problem. You don't have nothing to do with them, but you have something to do with God. Because you know God. So God, I want you to speak now. Because the one who is behind my problem, I don't know. I can't start bombarding him. I can't start throwing stone at him. Because I don't know. But I know you, God. So I will hold on you. The Bible says that Hezekiah was sick. Hezekiah. And when he was sick, the prophet came to him and told him that the Lord says that you are going to die in your sickness. And the Bible says that Hezekiah didn't do anything, but Hezekiah prayed to God. He told God, God, remember what I've done. He began to ask God questions. Ask God questions. Ask God questions. Put him in question. Hey, Hezekiah, instead of you going to die, you will live for 15 years more. That's what God says. So when problems come and trouble comes, do not confront the best. Because if you know how to fight, God will not fight for you. You go yourself on the battlefield and fight for yourself. But if you know God, He Himself will fight for you. God is working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible is telling about. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you will do exceedingly and abundantly. May God richly bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.